story about a childhood trying to take me deep in the zone. I ain't want partaking. Man, I was too suited up to start breaking out when something in the mind started thinking about the old days when we always be together. When we was in class, we always want to see each other. Something went wrong, man. Too close for comfort. You deserve more than a home that's unfit. Stepped to the mirror, got mad, then punched it. Had glass all up in my face. She took my hand, put it to her lips like cayenne pepper. We both got hotter than a frying pan. After that night's confusion, how we could be right back to fighting, a solution was needed. Felt going out, getting beaten, but that's not the answer. You wind up with cancer. Rap, I'm a chancellor. Maybe I could answer her with more kindness or some grown man stuff. Tried that. When I did kid shit, fired back. All this bickering was making me tired. Black knew what I needed to do. It was time to pack my belongings, then make tire tracks. Then my mind said, yo, man, try and relax. That's your lady, and you can't deny the facts. Y'all got history like ancient artifacts. Can't be stupid, gotta be smarter than that. Besides, where you going, which part of the map would be better than where you and hers at? Right there, she simmered and said them three words I remember saying from the days in the beginning. It all panned out cause we promised to rest all the nonsense and build for the rest of eternity. I'm learning her and she's learning me. At the same time she was there when it came time for a man to climb the next level. For that day I love her, went out, couldn't count on my brother. I had to help her, that significant other right there, standing strong for me. Even if wrongfully waiting in courtrooms, going through the storm for me. She did that, word up man, and hopefully we could go strong and hold on and have hope for the future. If not, then I always salute the love that we have and had through.